So my second story for you now in batch number two is Checker Trade kicks out cowboy roofer after a family was left £26,000 out of pocket. And Checker Trade has paid only £1,000 in compensation. A complete bodge job by Checker Trade vetty Cowboy Builders has left a couple £26,000 worse off and considering selling their dream home after the roof was left leaking and riddled with holes. Joe and Michelle Pentany, 44 and 43, paid £9,000 initially for a roof repair on their new home in February last year of 2024 after spotting damp which had gone unnoticed in an initial survey. But less than 6 months after the repair job, carried out by a company that was vetted by Checker Trade, tiles began falling off the roof. A new inspection discovered the slate had not been secured to their roof and water was pouring into their walls. Joe said, resulting in mould in the bedrooms of their two 16-year-old children, Josh and Katie Ann, and water damage throughout their house. Having already spent a £10,000 inheritance from Joe's late father on the repairs, the couple soon faced a new £18,000 bill to fix the work that the Cowboys did. The family received £1,000 only in compensation from Checker Trade for substandard work, and the roofer has been removed from the platform, but they've launched a GoFundMe in an effort to pay off their debts. It was just a complete bodge job, Joe said. I've always considered myself to be sensible and at least intelligent enough not to be scammed, but it can happen to anybody. They were so convincing. They came in with all the paperwork, they looked the part, and Checker Trade obviously didn't do their homework. Joe and Michelle bought their house in July 2023, initially feeling that they'd walked into a dream home. When autumn and stormy weather came, however, Joe started spotting damp patches and mould hidden behind cupboards, and soon discovered there were holes in the roof which needed immediate repairs. According to Joe, they sourced quotes from multiple local roofers, but were stunned by one of £25,000 having just started paying their new mortgage. We kept shopping around as you do, and then it was suggested to me to use Checker Trade because they've got reputable roofers, said Joe. They found a roofer willing to do the work as at a lower cost of £4,500 by simply patching the damage rather than rebuilding the roof. Joe said that the roofer then doubled this initial quote to £9,000, saying the job was bigger than initially thought. For Joe, the news the repairs could be completed for less than £10,000 was music to his ears, because his late dad, who passed away in February 23, had left behind just enough money to cover the work. The job was completed in just 5 days without scaffolding being erected. I questioned it lots, but they were showing me more and more paperwork, guarantees, etc. He said, my lads have been doing this job for years. They'll be up and down in no time. Despite looking perfect at first, within 6 months, slate started sliding off the roof. When the couple called a handyman out to have a look, he delivered a grim verdict. To keep costs down and to speed the job up, the roofer had only secured every third tile, relying on pressure to keep the others in place, and had not secured the ridge tiles at all. On top of this, all the good slates were replaced with ones you could snap in your hands. They were told not to park their cars outside the house because the roof could slide off from a gust of wind. Then all the ridge tiles fell off and everything started slipping. We were getting leaks in every ceiling, mould was returning, and all the walls were wet through. The roofer was uncontactable. I couldn't get in touch with him at all. An independent surveyor sent by Checker Trade confirmed the handyman's assessment. He couldn't believe that this roofing company had come out and done it, Joe said. But all they can offer as policy is up to £1,000 in compensation, which we did receive. With mould spreading in their two kids' bedrooms and water pouring into the wall cavities, the couple were in dire straits. Prized possessions, including keepsakes from their children's christenings, had to be thrown away because of water damage. Water had also leaked into plug sockets, wreaking havoc on the house's electrical systems. It's dry now, but it could have caused a fire. The couple made the difficult decision to take out an £8,000 loan to cover the costs of a new roof, which was completed in mid-February. Joe said the new roofer described the previous contractors as cowboys. The family now have a watertight roof over their heads, but the damage to their home and bank account mean the whole episode will cast a long shadow. We're going to have to cancel everything, and any plans we have for the next few years will have to be on hold. We shouldn't have to had to do this because we moved into a home that was supposed to be a beautiful one forever. And I'm on 30p custard creams for biscuits now. And just beans and sausages. So between the £9,000 lost, I think myself and Kath found that a bit funny. Between the £9,000 lost on the initial work, the £18,000 spent on the new roof and Checkatrade's £1,000 refund, the couple are now £26,000 worse off and have launched a fundraiser for GoFundMe, hoping to recover some of their losses. The roofers should be ashamed. They don't know the repercussions it can have on families. We did even have the conversation of selling the house, and that's the conversation we have most nights. Joe said he felt that Checkatrade don't do enough checks. Before going ahead with anything from Checkatrade or any other company, get a second opinion from a local builder. If it's too cheap, there's definitely going to be something wrong or dodgy with it. The roofer was not available for comments, so could not be named for legal reasons, but Checkatrade confirmed the company has now been removed from their platform. So over to Kath, who's going to do the final story for us in batch two.
Dinner lady and cleaner Glenys retires after 42 years at Stoke-on-Trent School. Good luck in your retirement. Gran, Glenys Booth, has retired at the age of 72 after 42 years at the same school as a cleaner and dinner lady. She has now finished at Burnwood Community School in Chell Heath after serving as a walking bus guide and janitor. She signed off with a celebration assembly and lunch. Glenys said, "I love the place straight away. I started off cleaning and then I did general janitoring as well. And then I started to do dinnertime supervising. I did the walking bus. We'd pick up the children whose parents couldn't get out. We'd collect them and then bring them to school and then they had their breakfast. We did that for a few years. Then we had to finish that and I just carried on doing everything I was doing. I've never done anything else really from when I was young. I had my children and then started to work and I came here and it was a fabulous place. I love it. The only reason I've retired really is because my family wants me to take a break. They've told me I've done enough now and I deserve to have my own life and do what I want to do. It's hard work and I am getting older now. And they said, Mum, you need some time to yourself because you spend a lot of time at that school. Glenys lives in Chell Heath and walked to and from the school daily. She added, My grandson has just gone in the army and when he comes home I'd like to spend more time with him because he's just gone in and he comes home at the weekend sometimes and we have to take him back on Sundays so it can be a bit hectic. I've just enjoyed being here and I don't think I shall finish. I think I'll pop back in. They're all lovely. They're nice people and it's a nice school. I'll come back. I'm going to the farm with reception in April, so I shall keep in touch. The head teacher told pupils, Mrs. Booth has become virtually part of the furniture here at Burnwood, and it is no exaggeration to say that she has been the backbone of our school for so long. Your impact on our school will never be forgotten, and we wish you well in your retirement.